Imagine you're on the pitch in the football stadium, Old Trafford, Manchester, playing against Arsenal, London. You're in the box of your opponent and you get the ball to score. You're faster than the fullback and the range to the goal is near. You're firing off the ball. The goalkeeper is jumping to the far post, but he's not reaching the ball. The ball is brilliantly converted and now you're standing in front of the fans cheering with them. But stop. You are a girl, and your parents are from India.
The novel Bend It Like Beckham is about the Indian girl Jasminda Jess Bambra, who absolutely loves playing football. Her dream is to become a star and play for the national team of England, just as her idol David Beckham does. The only problem is that her parents have different plans for her. They want her to become a more like a traditional Indian woman who can cook a good Ali Gobi. They also want her to get married soon, settle down and study law at university. That is why she keeps playing football secretly with the boys in the park. One day Jules, a girl from the local women's football club, watches her playing in the park and asks her if she wants to join them. Jess takes the chance and sees herself now in the situation where she has to decide whether she wants to be the kind of traditional girl or whether she wants to fulfill her dreams to become a football star. And if that wasn't enough, there is still this good-looking guy called Joe, who coaches the team, and obviously she isn't the only one who's interested in him. Now we are listening to a scene of the book where Jess is telling us about a usual day in her life.
Most mornings I'd get up, collect my sports bag from behind the bush, and dash off to training. Afterwards, I'd give my dirty kit to Jules, and she'd take it home to wash. The team were still playing in the first few rounds of the tournament, and we had several more matches. We won them all, and I either scored myself or managed to set up goals for Jules or one of the others. When we had evening games, it was more difficult for me to get away, though I had to tell Mom I was doing overtime at work. Luckily, no one at home seemed to notice that I was just as skinned now as I when I started my summer job. I was getting on better with Mom too, because I'd agreed to learn how to cook. She wasn't too pleased though, when she saw me practicing my ball skills with a potato when we were cooking alo gobi. I just couldn't help it. Football was consuming my life. But everything seemed to be going brilliantly. My parents were happy. The team was happy. I was happy. It was perfect. You know what? It couldn't last. The novel about Jess and her dream to become a football star is an appropriate story for children from age 13 to 17. Pupils of both genders can identify with the story as it covers as well boys-related topics like football as girls-related topics like love and friendship. It also gives a short view inside the differences between Eastern and Western culture, which can encourage the process of intercultural learning.
The language is quite simple to understand. If the pupil tends to have problems with too many unknown words, there's an annotated version by Klett. Also, most of the book is written in dialogues, which not only makes it easier to understand, but also gives the teacher the chance to let the pupils do creative tasks such as role plays or diary entries. To round up, there is a movie based on the novel, which can be used as a closing or to design more tasks.